Now, part two. Today marks not an ending, and it's not a beginning, but a course correction. A change, if you will, of headings. While the Paysingers will be putting into port for provisions and repairs, and during that time, some R&R, our ministry to individuals lies ahead. Amen. For Janice and I, but as well for the Church of Messiah, over the next couple of months, we all will be adapting to different things. Amen. Or to things done differently. Not bad things, just different. Amen. This is called change. And for you that have difficulty with this concept, hear the voice of your Father for 5 more days. Change is good. It causes growth. Now you guys have the easier role. All your settings will be the same. You have a great new energetically filled rector who has been working extremely hard. Don't go to sleep, Father. To put into place his rectors and parish council. And I, for one, am extremely excited about the future of this church under Father Looker and where I see God is taking this church. While Janice and I were thrust into this leadership some 9+ years ago, if it had not been for the faithfulness of this congregation, Church of Messiah would have fallen victim to foreclosure and been an embarrassment to the faith and to God. But thank you individually and collectively. For this month, August, we are turning over a church. While much smaller in size, its monthly bills for the coming month, September, are either paid or the money is already in the bank to have it paid. And that has been the case for the last 3 or 4 months. That is far better than 9 years ago when our payables were like 360 days behind schedule. And it's all due to you guys sticking with us. For we've been through some really, really rough times. As I said a few minutes ago, Jan and I have learned from you. Your rector's council have been faithful when I've given them no reason to be. Your parish council have done incredible things, more especially in the ministry of our children's ministry, which has been a total amazement in this church. And by the way, for those of you, like my wife, who expected some type of farewell message, That's all, folks. Except to say, I thank you. God thanks you. We love you. Jan and I will be absent for a little while we take some R&R and do some visiting with relatives, get some house repairs done. But the Rector's Council and our bishop has graciously said that we can still be members of this church. I offered in my resignation to give that up because I think that was appropriate, but they've allowed us to stay. I threatened to get a t-shirt printed that said, "Excuse me, you're mistaken me for someone that gives a rat's behind." My wife said that was a little crude. So you'll see me in a t-shirt that says, "I don't have to, I don't want to, and you can't make me." She said that was a better compromise. But understand, I'm going to be among you as a member of the church, not as someone that knows anything. I don't know anything. I don't want to know anything. I will not ask questions about anything. I have known too much for too long. I've carried those burdens. I am so happy that Father Scott's dumb enough to want to know it all. He and I have been meeting for some time, and as he takes more and more on, he's realized, I ain't asking. I'm not curious. I don't care. So if you come look, ask me and a question and I look at you with this blank face, it's true. When he has his annual meeting, I won't be there. It's not that I'm indifferent, it's that I don't give a rat's behind. Been there, done that, have the t-shirt. I trust him. I, more than that, I trust my God. And my God will take care of him. I don't care. I wish y'all the best. You will be in my prayers. I love each and every one of you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.